Good morning, early risers. It's 6 o'clock, and you're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. And it is time, of course, for our prayer time get-together. And that's what you're here for. My name is Kenneth Hill. I'm general manager of WHCB, 91.5 The Blessing. And I've been around for a while. We started with WHCB as it started back in 1981 is when the organization began. In 1984, Labor Day weekend is when WHCB came on the air on a regular basis. And we have been on, by God's grace, ever since. Now, we have been talking the last couple of days from Isaiah and various verses concerning what the Lord said about himself and what he says about how he relates to us. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 44, and let's go to verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I, shall call, and shall declare it, and set in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto me. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. Now, this is interesting to me. As I recall this last August when I went to vote, and you say, what's that got to do with Scripture? Well, let me try to explain it to you. I went to vote, and I went into the voting area, and I'm an early voter. I vote as early as I possibly can. As soon as they open the polls, a day or two into it, I try to get there to vote so I don't forget. I travel so much, sometimes I forget to be where I need to be at the time I need to be there. Does that make sense? I'm sorry if it doesn't. And if it does, you're probably like me and you've done the very same kind of thing. So I want to make sure that I get my vote in, because I believe that it is indeed not only a right and a privilege, but it's a duty of folks who are in a free society to cast their ballot. And so I went to cast my ballot, and the lady walked in. I walked in there and came to the first lady, and she's just a very nice lady. And I said, well, there's nobody in line. How surprising. And she said, well, no, we've had a good stream today, but there's nobody right now. You are the first and the last. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I won't take that title except for the first and the last in this line, because the first and the last is the Lord God Almighty. And she said, I agree with you. So you see, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, that's verse 6 here in Isaiah chapter 44. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. I am God. Before the beginning, I was there, and after the ending, I'll be there. And now that's theoretical, I understand, and it's speaking in human terms, but the truth is, I'm the first and I am the last. There is no God beside me. And who, as I, shall call and shall declare it? Who can declare the truth? Who can set it in order for me? Because I'm the one that set up the people in the past. I'm the one that set up the people in the future. The things that are coming, the things that shall come, let them show that to me. I can show it to them, but they can't show it to me. And then verse 8, fear ye not. Now, we've talked about that for 3 days. There's so many of these, don't fear, don't be afraid, from God Almighty to us in Isaiah. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? No, there's no God beside me. I don't know of any, and I'm all-knowing. I am omniscient. And so if there's no God beside me, then that means there is no God. If I don't know of any other God, there is no God. These are a few of the clear-cut expressions of Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, who set the record straight in the most simplest of terms that anyone could understand. There are a lot of folks who doubt the existence of God. You remember the God is dead movement and all those kinds of things, you know? Well, forget it. Forget it. Somebody's always attacking the existence, the authority, the power. Even God's love, they attack that. They attack his care for us. But these verses from the prophet Isaiah are just a random set of verses from the humongous number throughout the Bible, Old and New Testaments, that prove not only the existence of God, but also his great love for those who are his children. You remember in 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 and 16, we're told God is love. 1 John 4, 8 and 16, both of those tell us God is love. And so when those who think themselves enlightened try to deny God and give us a godless society, let's remember that God is still God. He sits on his throne, the throne of the universe, and in some miraculous way beyond us and our understanding, he keeps our hearts pumping and our lungs providing oxygen to our blood. He heals all our cuts and our bruises. The sun comes up every morning and the moon comes up every night. Summer still follows spring and winter follows fall every year. And husbands and wives produce babies and God is still on the throne. Open your heart and your mind. Look around. God is there. He's the beginning and the ending. We can't exist without him, and we can only exist in his love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a Savior we have. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us with a love that never fails, and we thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We ask you, Lord, to make provision for each of our listeners and for us in all things that we have need, and we ask for your provision for WHCB and the ministry here. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.